Friends, I welcome you again for the subject of stores management, and let us move on to chapter number 15, that is disposal of scrap and surplus materials. For a proper control on inventory, it is essential that an effective system to identify all assets and materials which have ceased to be useful to the organizer. For example, scrap, obsolete items, which are not anymore needed, they are lying here and there, everywhere, and creates a big problem. So, we should have an effective system to identify all materials which are not anymore useful to the organization, so that immediate follow-up action is possible for their timely discarding and disposal, so that we can recover the value in time. Otherwise, if we wait afterwards, we will lose the value of those materials also, and we will not get anything from them. The surplus materials are the materials which are excess of requirements in the factory. For example, they have become obsolete, their design has been changed, so nobody wants them, they have become scrap, they have become damaged. The materials which are not moved for more than 3 years, they are lying there. Since 3 years, like in our house also, all unnecessary materials are lying. So these materials are there in the stock, they are lying here, there and everywhere in the factory, which have not moved for last 3 years, they are in the non-moving stock, not required for near future, definitely nobody needs them in near future of, let us say, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year or so. Nobody needs them. So, they are surplus materials for me. And what should I do with them? Surplus material could be raw materials like that, pieces of round bars, spares, consumables. They are lying there in the non-moving stock. Since 3 years, nobody wants them. They could be equipment, they could be machines, which are beyond any maintenance. So nobody needs them. So such surplus materials have to be thrown out of the company. They could have become excess. Why? Because the production program, which was there 4,000 pieces per month, suddenly has come down to 1,000 pieces. Now, it is not increasing at all. Okay, we are not able to consume these parts. They have become excess, because sometimes it has happened that production program has become zero. So they are lying, they are not getting consumed. Purchase of huge unrequired quantities because of, sometimes purchase people are buying this material because of the huge discount offered by the supplier. Purchase of wrong materials, not as per specification. They have brought, they have received, okay, they have inspected, but the materials are wrong, they are not required. Actually, it should have been controlled at the receiving level only. Okay, so purchase of wrong materials. Then, obsolete attempts because of change in design, change in process. For example, earlier there was a process which was containing the cyanide, and now cyanide is not more anymore required because the process has been changed. So such materials are lying in stock unnecessarily. Some of the materials are even hazardous materials. So why do we need them? Then surplus spares, some of the machine spares, the machine has become obsolete. So what do I do with that spares? So surplus spares not required anymore because equipment itself is not used. So such things are becoming excess there. Scrap consists of parts found defective after the process and during inspection. We know every day there are some mistakes, there are some wrong things done by the operators, wrong tools are used, and so parts become scrap. So they are lying here and there, then residue, then pieces cut out of raw materials, then worn out materials, spoiled and damaged materials, non-returnable containers, packing cases, everything is lying. So every company will sooner or later have idle machinery. For example, some machines they have brought from Germany. In Germany itself, those had become obsolete. And now, why we brought it? Because we were able to use these machines in India, and so we have installed these machines. Now, after 5 years, those machines have become non-usable because it is not possible to repair these machines. We are not getting any spare parts. So, what is the use in keeping these machines? So, these unwanted things represent irritating problems as far as production, engineering, everyone. It is a headache for all of us. So we have to get rid of these unwanted extra materials. Contribution to the profit will come from an organized program for recovery of capital from idle or obsolete machinery. Whatever this machinery is lying, if we sell it in the market, maybe it is usable to other people. How do I know? So we must have a program. The theme of the program could be, don't throw it away, sell it. Look for the user. Maybe your obsolete machine, somebody is able to use. So look for the user. A list of surplus requirement, spares, raw materials, giving all details should be sent to the head office. The corporate office then can find out whether these materials are required by any other units. For example, a machine is there which is lying idle with us. Maybe it is required by somebody else. Then there will be no reserve price for these materials. So book value could be considered. Book value of that material can be used for selling. Then in some attempts like copper scrap, copper cables, for which market value could be even more than that. What is the running market value for copper? That can be taken for this. And like that, the material should be preserved properly till actual disposal. Otherwise, they will get further deteriorated. Provision for estimated loss, if any, should be made in the accounts. Scrap possesses some commercial value. They may be reclaimed and used in other industries as raw materials also. If the scrap is more than specific level 2%, find out why and corrective action should be taken for that. Disposal of surplus material, scrap and idle machinery. This is the procedure. Circulation within the firm for possible use. Surplus attempts to be returned to the supplier. Direct sale to another firm. Sale to dealers, brokers. Then disposal on annual contract basis and all this. And you can even sell to employees also. Then recognizing secondary value. But suppose in a firm in Germany, a machine is replaced by a new CNC machine. The old machine becomes obsolete there. So, however, it can be brought to India, where it can produce the parts for local market. But such a machine also can become non-usable after some time, let us say 6 months, 6 years, like that. And in case of scrap metals like copper, aluminium, zinc, secondary materials business is very large, so you can use that in the established markets. Timings, we must plan ahead before the materials are moved. Finding a new user, unneeded materials will be worth very little since someone is found who can use them. For example, a machine tool. I have a machine, for example, for tool and die work. Now, it was required for a very high accuracy, and now that accuracy has gone. But this machine can be used by a maintenance person for rough work. As is condition, that is my strategy. It means all parts as advertised and inspection and its condition reported. There is no warranty other than the warranty of title. Then inspection of buyers. When the value justifies the expense, a personal inspection is allowed. Then packing and shipping. When the equipment is normally sold FOB, then plant side, FOB plant side, following factors will affect the cost. Who will load? What type of carrier? And so accordingly the cost should be charged. Where is condition means sale on, where is it lying, occasionally useful or necessary. Surplus equipment may be installed on the plant and removal should be made a part of contract condition. So according to all these situations, the proper contract should be made, make descriptions as detailed as possible so that there are no misunderstandings. Terms on sale to dealers. Terms can be payment with order, full payment before shipment, etc. And the price, real price is found only after the equipment is advertised. Sometimes we find that after the thing is advertised, there is lot of demand from the market. And so we recognize that whatever price we were feeling, the actual price, market accepted price, is much more. It can also happen other way around. So obtain the highest net return. Stores management should review. When possible, scrap should be segregated at the point of origin. Maximum value is given to scrap when prepared according to recognized grades of standards. then scrap boxes should be used for segregation. So all these if you do, you will get the highest net return of the scrap. Then too much time should not be spent on scrap preparation. Storage or preparation facilities should be adequate. Safeguard should be there in the company against pilferage. Very, very good security arrangement should be there. Watch should be there. And the competition among scrap buyers should be encouraged. More the competition between the scrap buyers, you will get more value. And the cost of transportation should be also investigated. It all should be included in that price. Thank you.